Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to the Dr. Loretta Faith Harris Radio Show. You are joining us live. It's Wednesday, December 30th, 2015. And as you know, I have none other but our 100-day SMART goal champ, our coach that is hosting, co-hosting with me tonight. You know her as Miss Yolanda Clay Triplett. Miss Triplett, how are you doing on tonight?
Just doing ecstatically well, Dr. Faith. It's 99.5.
I know. It's about that time, 99.5. I love how you put that. I love it.
Yeah, we're almost there. We're almost there. We're almost done with this 2015, and I'm looking forward to the 16, as I'm calling it. The 16.
The 16. I love it. Guys, let me tell you, 2016 is on its way. And as usual, we have in the Empowerment Studios a dynamic guest who is ready to empower you to win in 2016. That's none other but Miss Tarsha L. Campbell. She's ready to empower you to live triumphantly. We're going to bring her on momentarily to speak directly to you guys and tell you all more about what she does so that you guys can reach out. At any time, if you want to call in, you want to, you know, talk to us or ask any questions, reach us here in the Empowerment Studios at 619-638-8501. I have a huge, huge announcement to make. I am so excited about today, Yo Trip, because not only is it the last Triumphant Living radio broadcast in 2015, it also marks you and I 5th year anniversary doing this thing on Blog Talk Radio. Today is our 137th episode. How do you feel about that, Yo Trip?
Well, I have to say, it's been a great ride. Who knew from our humble little beginnings in a CRISPRs doing our thing and talking, and I was just excited about what the prospect of things could be, and we've met some incredible people over the years, and, you know, you and I have just formed a great bond, and I'm glad to call you sister, co-host, coach, all of them things, because I love you to life and back.
Awesome, awesome. Same here. You know, I love and appreciate you with all that you bring to the show and definitely keeping our listeners in that SMART goal and that challenge to challenge themselves to the next level. Guys, we want to recognize our over 30,000 followers and listeners. You have been with us through 100 and tonight 37 interviews. You've heard them all from entertainers to authors to writers to publishers and just individuals who have given you tips and methods to help you live the triumphant life, to help you conquer in every aspect of life, whether it has been community, family, business, finances. We are so honored to have been able to interview individuals who can contribute golden nuggets into your life. So tonight is no different. Follow us, follow us, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at LFH Radio Show. We most definitely want to tweet with you. We want to hear from you. And if you feel that you have a message that you would like to share with a large audience, an international audience, please reach out to us by emailing us at radioguest@LorettaFaithHarris.com. We definitely want to hear your story and give you this platform of opportunity to help you spread the message of triumph as well. You missed any of those 136 episodes, guys, just go to blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Loretta Faith Harris, and there you could download, upload, do whatever whatever it is you like to do, iPod, iPad, whatever it is, you can hear us, take us with you at your convenience, so you will never miss your triumphant living dose. What do you have going on for our Smart Goalers tonight? What's on the horizon? What's that finale message that you want to leave with our listeners?
You know, I theme my years. You know, I always look at the coming years. For the last 8 years, every year I have a theme. And so as I started to look forward to the 16, my theme for the 16 is simple: thrive in opportunity. You know, we don't live in this life by chance. You know, that you roll dice, that's a chance. We live by opportunity, and opportunities are endless. And when you thrive, you are growing, you are soaring, you're it's active, it's life. So in this life and in the 16, decide to thrive in opportunity. So in everything that's presented to you, see it as another opportunity to make something happen. So that's what I'm going with, and that's how I'm going to do it. And I'm going to tell people, even if you came up short this 2015, it's about to be behind us. We have to keep our heads looking forward. So as we look forward, as we move forward, I challenge everyone in the 16, thrive in opportunity and just live your best life.
I love that. I love that. Thrive in opportunities. Never give up and live your best life. Girl, you go ahead. I really like that motto, and I definitely know you are the motto queen. You make sure that you leave a lasting impression. Guys, listen, my last words of encouragement, as always, my goal is to empower you to live the triumphant life. Until the day I die, my message will never change. Individuals like Yo Trip has the opportunity to change it up and, you know, spice it up, bring it up, down, whatever it is, make it rhyme if she wants to. For the rest of my life that God gives me, Dr. Faith will always empower you to live the triumphant life. And 2016 is no different. Like Yo Trip said, there will be opportunities, there will be obstacles, there will be things that come before you, some to encourage, some that may try to discourage you. But remember, in all things, God has given you the power and he has equipped you to live triumphantly. What does it mean to triumph? It means to overcome. It means to conquer. It has a lasting impression and effect. This triumph is unlike any other. This is generational. This is something that will have people talking and remember you. This is your legacy. This is what you were put here to do, to conquer, to overcome, and have a lasting triumph. So that's definitely an impression I want to leave with you. Always stop by my website, LorettaFaithHarris.com, if you want to join the movement throughout the year. I have some great things on the horizon for 2016. I'll share it with you if we have time at the end. I just want to dive right now into empowering you to win in 2016. And that is none other than our guest tonight, Miss Tarsha L. Campbell. Let me tell you a little bit about this dynamic woman of destiny. She humbly serves as an entrepreneur, inspirational speaker. She's a certified empowerment and destiny coach, as well as a business consultant. Tarsha is the founder, publisher, principal designer of Dominion House Publishing and Design. It's a publishing and graphic design firm dedicated to publishing and divine ingenuity and creative excellence. Listen, she's going to talk a little bit about it tonight, but she has several books that she has published. The one she's going to speak on is called Five Qualities of a Woman of Destiny. That's one of the books she'll touch on, but she is at liberty to definitely expound on her other materials as well. Through her speaking, coaching, consulting business, which is called Tarsha Campbell Empowers, Tarsha's life mission is to help emerging leaders identify, clarify, and take their next set, guys. Get ready. I'm telling you, you're going to be set up to win in 2016. Tasha, she's very passionate. I met her myself through a mutual friend of ours, Arisa Olivares. We've had her here before, but I met her and I sat in one of her workshop sessions, and let me tell you, my life was impacted, transformed, and changed. And before I left that workshop, I said, I have to connect with this dynamic woman and bring her onto the radio show to empower the masses with this unique message and gifting that she has to empower leaders. And I know it's going to go far beyond what we're doing tonight, but I just could not withhold the good, guys. You know how it is. We have to bring and empower and share the messages that will cause you to live triumphantly. Tonight is no different. So help me welcome Ms. Tarsha L. Campbell.
Wonderful. I am so thrilled to be here, Dr. Faith, and your trip is just an honor and a complete privilege to be able to join you for your show and in your fifth year anniversary. Wow. What can I say? Congratulations
to you. Thank you so much, Tasha. We are so excited about year five, and we're excited to have you here with us to close out 2015, such a unique year for us all. And we just want to hear the message that you have that will empower us to win in 2016. So just kind of tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
Well, what I do, I first consider myself a servant of God. On foremost of anything that I do. And when I say serving to God, I feel that I'm called to give my life to other people, and I don't mind doing that. And specifically, I feel God has called me to work with leaders. And I work as a certified life coach, empowerment coach, as well as I do consulting. And what I'm really passionate about is really helping emerging leaders, as you read in my bio, be able to identify and clarify and just be able to take their next step. You know, because sometimes we can get stuck in just what I call death cycles that keep us going around the same place in our life, and we find ourselves in that same place every year. But I help people move forward. And one of the things I really love to do when I work with leaders is help them to really identify their true identity in God. And I feel even when I first started speaking when I was 15 years old, started ministering, I came to realize my life message was one of identity and bringing people back into alignment where they have fallen short and not been able to move forward like they want to. So that's what I'm really passionate about, is just helping people just step out and be all that God has called them to be.
Right. I love it. I love it, Tasha. Awesome.
Yes, that is. And I love what you said about just being a servant and helping people, Tarsha. So can you share with us what are the various tools that you use to empower those emerging leaders?
Well, one of the main workhorse items that I use when it comes to helping emerging leaders is coaching. And I love coaching. Coaching is a little bit different than counseling. And coaching really takes people to a place where they can stand on their own. And I like to say to people, if I've done my job correctly as a coach, is that when we get to the end of our program, I will be out of a job because you're able to stand on your own two feet once we complete our sessions and complete our program. And what I really like about coaching is it really helps pull out of that person the answers that are already in them, and they'll be able to stand on their feet when we separate. And another thing I love to do with emerging leaders, I also like to share my expertise in the way of consulting. So if they ever need, you know, to be able to move forward more swiftly than actually going through a whole entire coaching program, I'm open to also to do consulting with them. And I really love using assessment tools to identify mm-hmm. people's strengths and any barriers or obstacles that they find themselves facing year in and year out. I help them overcome those things by using those tools as well. And one of the main things I really love to use when it comes to working with leaders is help them to clearly see what God sees for them. And I have some special signature presentations that I do, and I call them vision board parties. And the reason why I add the party mm-hmm. to the end is because I feel it's a celebration.
Yes.
If God is giving you something, he sees something for your life that maybe you don't even quite see yourself. It's a time of mm-hmm. celebration as you begin to enter into this new place of realizing what he has already prepared for you.
Wow.
I love that. I'm going to tell you, definitely hearing you speak those words, and as you speak about coaching your clients, and at the end of your session, you look to not be employed anymore if you have done your work, because you would have empowered them to move on. For somebody who's listening tonight who is an empowering, is an individual, is a leader, emerging leader, Tarsha, who would be interested in your coaching cycle, can you kind of share with them the duration, the length of time, and how kind of really quickly your coaching methods work? Is it a 4-week, a 8-week, a day by day? How does that work?
Well, actually, I really love to work with leaders for at least 4 weeks, if that's what
okay.
their budget would allow them to do. At least 4 weeks, but to really get the maximum impact of a particular program, I think 8 weeks really works the best
okay.
for my clients. And it really depends on, you know, what they want to work on, how long they should really mm-hmm. Endure and go through the program, because each program
okay.
that I put together for a particular leader is a custom program based on their needs. So when they come to
okay.
me, they're telling me what they want to achieve, where they want
mm-hmm.
to go, and then I design a program for them, and we just move forward in that way. And if they feel they need to continue on after that time we have set aside, you know, for the program,
mm-hmm.
then they're more than welcome to do so.
Most definitely. If you are an emerging leader tonight and you're hearing what Tarsha Campbell is stating, and you are interested, guys, you can always call us tonight at the Empowerment Studios. A little at the end, Tarsha is going to give out her contact information, but speak with her right now. We have her in the studios. Our number is 619-638-8501, 619-638-8501. You can even tweet a question, a message. We're always live on Twitter. I know Yo Tripp is over there working the Twitter board. She does her thing with getting every word out so you can have a trail to follow. So at LFH Radio Show, one word, at LFH Radio Show, and get those questions in for Tarsha, because we have her live here, and she is truly, truly a gift. We're just scratching the surface right now. We're about to go much deeper with the services that Tarsha renders. And as you said, it blessed my heart to hear you say you are a servant of God, you know, to help other individuals. And I know when we communicate and we talk, I love your closing signature in his service. That is such, you walk in great humility, and I truly admire you for that, because you do so many great things. Talk to us about your books, because Yo Tripp asked, what are the methods, the avenues that you use to empower? One of your tools is coaching and then consulting, but talk to us about your books. What types of books do you have, and how does those books as well empower individuals that you work with or need empowerment?
Well, the books I have written, I really find a common thread that runs throughout all of them, and it's really that,
mm-hmm.
that where I started with that message of identity. And
okay.
it, as I said before, that seems to be the my life message that God has placed on the inside of me to really help people understand who they are. And so every book that I've written has addressed that subject in some way, because I really feel in order for you to fully embrace everything God has for you, that you first
mm-hmm.
have to start with your identity. And a lot of times I find the enemy, he knows this, and so that's why he fights a lot of people in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you think about the life of Christ and when he set out to start his ministry, The Bible says that the Spirit led him into the wilderness, and when he was in that wilderness experience, Satan came and he tried him on every level, based on strategies against who he thought, who he said he was, and who God had called him to be. And so, as we are facing any situation in life and entering into any new territory, I really like to speak to people about identity. And so my books, which one of them is called Five Qualities of a Woman of Destiny, I talk about the five things that we need to have to be able to be people of destiny. And that whole book just pretty much rolled from the story of Mary, the mother of Jesus, found in Luke 1. And the Spirit began to show me five things that she had in her life that made her the ultimate woman of destiny. And so as I can just go down the list of all the books, my second, one of my most recent book is Woman in the Mirror, A Case of Mistaken Identity, and also in that series, Woman in the Mirror, Ungodly Soul Ties, Break Free to Break Through. And it's from a powerful series that I've been teaching over a 10-year period. And it's basically God began to show me different strongholds and dispositions that I had about myself based on my how I saw myself and my identity in him, and how I needed to break free from these strongholds to really even fully embrace what he had called me to do. And so that's my message in my books is identity.
Awesome. Love it. Thank you for sharing that, Tasha. Guys, as you can hear tonight, if you are at a crossroad in your life and you're looking to live out destiny and purpose and just meaning of everyday living and knowing what you were called to do, Tasha is definitely the individual who you want to have in your corner in 2016. Definitely want to be sure that you pick these nuggets up and, guys, give her a call and ask those questions to get you where you need to be and on track. She's here and she's live, and I'm going to say it, this information she's given is free of cost, so it doesn't get any better than this. I'm not even going to ask her to talk about her prices, because you really can't pay for years of your experience, Tasha, years of becoming who God has called you to be, years of walking in your calling, and the many struggles and hardships that I know for a fact you had to endure just to get to this point right here in life. And I want our listeners to understand the true essence of being a coach, a consultant, somebody who you have in your corner, like yourself, Tasha. You'll get that session and years' wealth of knowledge and experience. And I'm telling you, that is priceless. That is something that money cannot buy. So definitely, if you have a question for Tasha, give her a call and ask her tonight before she leaves. We have about a good 8 more minutes with you, Tasha, and we want to make sure that we cover all areas. Tell us a little bit about your publishing company. I know you mentioned Five Qualities of a Woman of Destiny. You also publish your materials that you use for your services as well. Can you share a little bit about your publishing?
Yeah, sure I can. I would love to. And this is another area that I'm very passionate about. And our scripture that we use for our business is, the Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that publish it. And that's in Psalm 68:1. And the reason why I love that scripture, because I feel God has given every one of us something to say and something that we can share with the world that will help them to be empowered and to be inspired and move forward. And so I actually started my business at the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, I didn't know anything about book publishing when I published my first book over 20 years ago. I didn't know anything about it. But at the prompting of the Holy Spirit, I did it. And as I began to progress in that whole cycle of publishing, I just knew that was something God had called me to. And so what we're geared towards is helping authors self-publish their books. You know, sometimes you may write something that God is giving you and you want to present it to a traditional publisher, and they may feel that what you have is not going to be profitable for them. So I like to tell authors that's when you take the matters into your own hands and you self-publish your own books. And so at Dominion House, we come alongside you and help you publish your book and present it in a way that's professional so that you can go into the marketplace and stand alongside anyone else who has gone the traditional route and be able to declare your word, the word that God has given to you, with excellence. And I tell you, I work with several authors along the way, even this year, that they dare to step out and dream that dream to be an author. And I just love what I do. I love empowering people in that way because I feel it goes back to where I started with that whole identity thing. It's all about being able to share your heart and what God has given you, and also, like you said before, is leave a legacy. And that's one of the things that's important to me, leaving a legacy.
Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Wow. Yes, you are just really amazing to me, and I don't stalk you, but I certainly follow you on social media, and I see all the things that you're out there doing, and I can say over the years I have seen that you've stayed very consistent in what you're doing, and just to hear you talk, we can certainly hear the passion that you have for all those elements and areas that you work in. But as we move into 2016, how do you remain conscious of your ability to be empowered, to triumph, and to overcome?
I think one of the key things that would help us stay conscious of our ability to be empowered is to stay close to God, because he's the one that has always been the one that I lean on for instruction and direction. And when he begins to speak to you to step out in a particular area, we have to be able to walk out in faith. And sometimes we may feel that we're not qualified or we don't have what it takes, but we have to stand strong knowing that if he has chosen us and if he's willing to open the doors for us, then we should be willing to step into those doors that he's opening for us. And one of the things I really think will be important for us to be triumphant and victorious in this year is that we really need to complete the things that we have started. You know, there are things, many people, God has given them things, you know, many years ago, and they're waiting for their breakthrough, but their breakthrough isn't going to come until they completed that last thing God told them to do. For you to do that, you have to really just complete what you started. And in order for you to complete what you started, you have to live intentionally, which means you're doing things on purpose. You're planning your day out. You're writing out the vision before you get started. And then you take those actionable steps to help you just walk out what God has already shown you in your dreams and in your visions. So that, to me, that's going to be key when we move into 2016 in order for us to stay empowered and stay, you know, in this triumphant life.
Definitely. I love that. In order to win in 2016 and beyond, finish what you started. You know, we get so excited about setting goals, you know, and I know your trip works constantly with the group, the SMART goal group, to make sure that they're consistent and they follow through with those goals. So it's a blessing to have her as a goal coach, to refer to her and the group to get those encouragements, because sometimes it gets tough. But we are and have to understand it's not just what you do, but it's how you finish. And I believe that everybody has the ability to finish strong. And I just love what you said. You have to wrap it up and you have to finish it. Even if you take 2015 goals into 2016, it's okay.
Yes.
You know, all right. We don't have a 1 year, a 12-month limit on certain things or everything that we set as a goal. There can be some long-term goal that's going to take you more time than you anticipated and expected. That doesn't mean you're a failure. That just means you have to continue on and to be faithful and see this through to the end, however long that end may be. I just love that, Tasha. You just encouraged me listening to that word of finishing strong, so very important, because I'm working on projects now that I know it's important and it's essential that I finish it and I wrap it up very, very strong. Tasha, we're coming down to the end of this broadcast, but we want you to share with our listening audience in about 30 seconds how can they reach out to you for either coaching services, consultation, products, and how can they follow your work in 2016 and moving forward?
Well, they can reach me through my website, which is TarshaCampbellEmpowers.com, and also I'm available on social media. On Facebook, you can find me Tarsha L. Campbell, and on Twitter, I'm Coach Tarsha, and then on Instagram, I am Tarsha Campbell. So I would love to stay connected with them if they have questions or anything, or see themselves entering to an area where they would love to be coached. I would love to you know, walk alongside them in that way. So thank you
Wonderful.
For allowing me to
thank
share.
You. Most definitely,
wow.
guys. Thank you so much, Ms. Tarsha L. Campbell, with Tarsha Empowers, for stopping by the Triumphant Living radio broadcast to just bless us with these words of encouragement that will empower us to win in 2016. Guys, you have heard it here on the radio broadcast. It doesn't stop here. We will continue on strong. Myself and Ms. Yo Tripp, as we venture into 2016, get ready for our next event. It's going to be the fifth Wednesday, continuing on next year. So March 30th, just tune in. You're going to hear what we are going to be doing and the next guest who's going to come into the Empowerment Studios to empower you. That announcement will be made. Follow us at LFHRadioShow.com. God bless you and continue your trip for the last time this year. We got to close it out. Like Coach Tasha said, we want to empower you.
To live
the triumphant life.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you guys. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you.